Proclamation number 6971 of 18th of November, 1957. Target of the opponent, destruction. Countless worlds have already come into being through my will, and countless worlds will still arise. For the work of the spirituals return requires them, because all once fallen spiritual has to be integrated into the process of activity again if it wants to come close to me again. And every single world gives this spiritual substance the opportunity to become active, even if my will is decisive for the time being and assigns it the activity which slowly helps the fallen spirits to ascend again. All worlds only serve the one purpose of returning the once fallen spiritual substance, and all worlds are therefore governed by my will. They are subject to my law of order. They testify to my love, my wisdom and my might. Nevertheless, the original substance is spiritual substance which has fallen away from me. Thus it still belongs to my adversary. But at the moment of the creation of these worlds I withdrew the power over this spiritual substance, otherwise it would forever no longer be able to ascend from the abyss to the height. My adversary, however, knows about the endless number of those who followed him into the abyss, and this knowledge strengthens his adversarial attitude towards me. It strengthens his belief that he will one day be able to dethrone me, and it strengthens his hatred because I have wrested a large part of his following from him which, bound in the works of creation, has taken the path of return. And therefore he does not cease to exert his destructive influence, that is, to work towards destroying as many works of creation as possible in the belief that he can then release the bound from them and take possession of them again himself. It is not possible for him to destroy those works of creation because he has no power over them. But he exerts his destructive influence at the time when the spiritual substance has reached the final stage where it is in possession of free will again, which my adversary has the right to influence, because the once fallen spiritual substance shall now freely decide for me or for my adversary. And at this time he not only seeks to regain the human being himself but through him he also seeks to seize the still-bound spiritual by trying to determine him to destroy creations which my love let arise in order to help the spiritual to return to me. The adversary's domain is the earth inhabited by people, and in this domain he works in a truly satanic way. People are the target of his activity, for he can only exert his influence on them, for he has no access to the other works of creation, to the countless worlds in the universe. But he believes that he can still find access to those worlds, but he will never succeed. But he also transfers his confused thinking to people. He also tries to persuade them that they can take possession of other worlds, and he also finds servants in bondage to him who adopt these thoughts and strive for the same as he. He also confuses their thinking and lets them make the most unbelievable attempts to break through previous barriers in order to explore worlds which are inaccessible to them. The adversary makes them believe that he can break down these barriers, and he is also listened to when he drives people into completely pointless research. For all such research is not aimed at spiritual development and can therefore never correspond to my will. And they will have an even less destructive effect on works of creation which I let arise outside of Earth. Precisely because neither my adversary nor the human being possess the right of rulership over those creations, because my will also guarantees the existence of every work of creation until I myself deem the time to have come when its purpose is fulfilled and it can be dissolved again into pure spiritual substance. 18th of the 11th, 1957. However, the adversary's efforts will take on an increasingly more threatening form the closer the end is. He drives people to attempts which even accelerate an end of this earth. These experiments take place on Earth and have an effect on Earth itself. Although people's aim is the spheres outside of this Earth, what they will achieve is obvious evidence of satanic influence, for the living conditions on Earth will change, harmful air changes will be created for people and animals against their will. And the Earth itself will become a source of fire which will one day also claim its victims. For the destruction of this earth is my adversary's main aim. And since people are already strongly addicted to him, he will also succeed, yet without bringing him the slightest advantage. For he does not win back his followers but loses them all the more surely. His aim is the destruction of the creations I let come into being for the purpose of returning the spiritual. And he will achieve much through people on this earth, but he will never be able to destroy the other worlds created by me because he lacks the power to do so himself and is only allowed to influence the spirits if they live on earth as human beings. And thus you can gather from this that the adversary will not be able to take possession of the universe either. And thus neither will the people who devise such plans and believe they can control areas and space by virtue of their intelligence. They can certainly make attempts and keep expanding their attempts, but they will inevitably come to death when they step out of the realm of this earth. Yet this is also my adversary's purpose, that no creative authority will be recognized anymore, that people will deem themselves capable of investigating every law of nature and that the distance between people and me will constantly increase. He will achieve much, but he will not be able to intervene in my plan of creation and salvation. He will only cause hopeless confusion in the thinking of all those who are already in his power and blindly follow his instructions. Until finally his activity takes on such forms that people themselves put the globe in danger, that they experiment without a second thought and since I am completely eliminated from their thoughts, trigger an all-destroying catastrophe which means the end of this earth and every living creature on it. But for that I will give people a serious warning which alone could make them realize the absurdity of their plan. I will send them a warning from outer space. I will bring the earth into a danger which will be triggered without human influence. I will let a celestial body step out of its orbit which you humans will not be able to resist, which you are powerlessly at its mercy. In order to show you that it is I alone who rules the world and all creations moving within it. And thereby you could still come to an understanding and give up your plan. But you are already too much a slave to my adversary. And thus the end will come as it is proclaimed. The earth will ignite and people themselves will be the cause of it because they follow the one who wants to destroy and ruin everything. Amen.